Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, and every single everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by the only commercial soda brand that sounds like cum, the Batman of podcasting, Gary Butterfield.
Hey! There's no generic, there's no competitor to Squirt.
It's a fairly distinctive flavor, and not particularly one I seek out. It in my head, I haven't drank a Squirt probably in 30 years.
Okay.
In my head, it's somewhere in the dew territory of aggressively artificial fruit-flavored sodas.
It is, but it doesn't taste like dew or Sprite. It's like got more grapefruit in there or something, and it's kind of milky. Like it's got a little whiteness to it.
Yeah, milky's no good in this context, man.
No. Yeah,
milky's not what I want.
Ordinarily, almost all sodas have like a competitor soda, but it feels like RC, you know, Pepsi and Coke saw Squirt and was like, eh.
Yeah.
We don't need to fight that.
Even those fucking perverts at Jones are like, no, I'm good.
No, we can do better than that. Yeah, what a
pathetic
little soda.
I mean, worse. Every Jones soda tastes terrible, but.
Oh, I disagree with that.
I mean, speak your truth, man. I'm not here to stop you. Like, fucking
I like that apple.
Come into the fucking mind dome and fight me, you coward.
I enjoy Apple Jones soda. I think it's good. I enjoy Cream Jones soda. I think that is good.
What about that blue one?
Not so into it.
The blue one's real bad. The blue one's the only one I ever drink because it's blue. I want to drink blue things, but blue things never taste good.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a you know kind of your own worst enemy thing.
Gary, if we could go one fucking episode without you quoting my favorite band Lit back in my face, I would love that.
Yeah. And They Might Be Giants.
I won't recognize it if you do. I don't acknowledge it. Boy, someone is really honking their horn on my residential Portland street right now. What do you think's happening out there, man?
Maybe somebody is in their way. Maybe they fell asleep on it.
Sometimes there's people dealing with houselessness that camp out around my place, so maybe one of them is hanging out in the street. Maybe it's a kitty cat.
Yeah. Maybe somebody just, yeah, it sucks when there's somebody who is houseless and somebody just honks at them to, like, fuck with them. Like, yeah, okay, I'll just up and everything. You know, cool.
Yeah.
You know?
But maybe it's a kitty cat. There's a lot of wild kitty cats out around here.
Also sad. Don't let your cats outside.
Oh, there's, you know? I mean, there's, I don't know. They seem happy.
Yeah. And too many coyotes.
There are coyotes out around here. My wife did see a coyote out around here. Speaking of adventures with wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
This is Everything to Guppy. It's Monster Blitz. We're talking about monsters. The monster today, the first monster, because we'll get through several, but the first monster today is Squirt. It's a big poop. We'll talk about it more. Gary, how do you feel about mice?
You know what? I was going to say not super into mice. I actually think mice are really cute.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get it, like, I'm not trying to find a paraphilia. I'm not, like, going hunting here for your, I'm not asking if you have a little pair of ears that you make live wears.
Yeah. I think a mouse
that you make live wear?
Liv sometimes wears ears kind of, I want to say against my wishes, but that makes it sound like we talked about it. Every once in a while, Liv has a little pair of ears she'll wear when we're going out. They're not mouse ears. But it is certainly not something I make her do.
Well, cat, bunny, what the fuck are you talking about?
They're kind of like fox, cat kind of thing, like one of those mammals. You know, and she doesn't do it very often.
You're speaking very obliquely. Is this a headband, a hat, a hood?
It's like a headband. I'm speaking obliquely because I don't want to hurt her feelings because she listens to the show.
No, I fully support whatever's going on. You're the one who's throwing the disdain towards it.
Well, that's why I'm speaking very obliquely. Like,
yeah,
I recognize that.
That does seem safe.
I recognize that. It's because I have no good poker face, so I don't have any real strong feelings about it. But being, you know, I'm trying to be honest with myself this year. It's a big year for me working on myself.
Uh-huh.
Things that you go out in the public that cross the line into costume.
Uh-huh.
Annoy me a little bit.
You
not justified. Who gives a shit? Shouldn't matter. Okay. I'm just being honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does not matter. Every criticism, every response you have to that, I have thought of and wrestled with. It's just an instinct I have that I'm working on.
Yeah, so. I know it's really fucked up that I wanted to respond to the thing you said with my thoughts on it. That was really rude of me, and I'd like to apologize.
It wasn't rude of you. I'm just saying there's nothing you could say that'd make me feel worse than I already do.
Love to podcast with Defensive Gary.
It's okay for me to be defensive about stuff I'm working on.
I know, man. You know? In human conversation, absolutely.
Okay. Tell me your thoughts on that.
What?
Tell me your thoughts on me not liking when people wear things that border into costume outside.
I was just going to remark that you often have reactions to things that you think are being done for attention.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's at the root of like a lot of
we can just change the topic. This is not your therapy session. I'm not trying to I'm genuinely trying not to set you off.
No, I appreciate it. But it can be my therapy session.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you want to put me down on your insurance or whatever as your therapist, I'll do that. I will take that responsibility. I have a bachelor's in psychology, technically a bachelor's in liberal arts with a psychology specialization.
What's your rate?
Whatever I get for Guppy every month, which is actually
nice,
pretty,
because I already pay you that.
Yeah, it's pretty high for a therapy, I think.
Especially covered by insurance. You know, but if I could somehow get insurance to pay for Guppy.
Yeah, that's called fraud.
Yeah. It doesn't mean I don't want to do it. I don't actually care about fraud. I think it's like a fake crime.
It hurts the insurance company. Raises everybody's premiums.
I don't care about that.
People are too mean to insurance people, and I am talking about you, Luigi. Come at me.
Luigi was too nice to insurance people.
That's a strong, strong stance. He should have used a slower, more painful weapon.
Yeah. He was too mean to too few.
Okay.
There we go. He was not mean. Yeah, I mean, actually both. He was not mean enough to too few insurance people.
He should have been executing Saw-esque murder traps.
Win-win. That would have been pretty fun. Good idea for a Saw movie, better than The Purge.
Genuinely the plot of Saw 5, I think.
Oh, shit. I'll get there in like 3 years as Kay makes me watch those fucking horrible movies.
Yeah. Saw 5, actually probably the best of the latter bunch after you get past like 2. Decent traps, and just the fact that the main guy is like kind of an older white guy insurance agent.
I like that. You know, like something in a normie business Saw.
Can I describe a Saw trap to you for a movie you'll watch in several years? At one point, the jigsaw in that one has put all of this guy's main employees in a little carousel. That has a shotgun pointed at it. And then he's given 2 saves where he has to like crucify his hands to like save one person.
What do you crucify his hands?
It's a big spike. He has to slam his hand down on a big spike.
Okay, got you.
To stop 2 of the shotgun from going off 2 times.
I was imagining the hamburger helper crucified.
Yeah, I mean, that's what his hand looks like. Oh, I guess, no, just impaled. I'm sorry, Gary. Yeah. I said crucify when I should have impaled. See, you have things you're working on in therapy, and I have things I should be working on in therapy, which is saying crucify instead of impale.
Yeah, it'd be a quick sesh.
Well, and sadly, it wouldn't work as I'm too intelligent.
Too intelligent to say the right thing for that.
But it does. It has this incredible moment where he uses his 2 saves with 1 guy left to go.
Okay.
And the guy knows he's going to die, and he just screams, "You look at me while you're killing me."
That's good.
I'm like, hey, that's actually some effective acting or writing in a Saw movie after the first one. Hell yeah.
Yeah, for first time in a long time, but they did it. I wish those movies were just death traps.
Non-death trap stuff in that one is absolutely dire, where it's following like Costas Mandalore around running his weird little
games.
It sucks so bad.
Why don't they just
make
the good version of those fucking movies?
I am now, listeners, I'm stopping you now. It is Saw 6 is the one where it's with the insurance guy. I have just checked. I apologize to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Especially to Kay.
Especially to Kay. It sucks for you that you have two different people in your life who have watched like all the Saw movies.
You having watched all the Saw movies doesn't hurt me at all because you don't make me watch them.
And sometimes I tell you the
every
good
fall, like I will watch a Saw movie. Like Liv is very close to just offboarding on them and like not watching them with me.
Sure.
And that is very dire of a prospect of just watching those by myself. Yeah. It's okay. I have a dream job.
Yeah, no, it's everything's going really great for you, I think. So mice, outside of your psychosexual stuff with your wife and her ears, how do you feel about the mouse? What?
I think they're cute. I said it's not sexual. It's not psychosexual.
Everything with a
wife
is a little sexual.
Well, maybe my wife. It's not. I think they're really cute. I like them as a pet. I don't like a surprise mouse.
Don't like to what extreme?
Weirded out.
If you see a mouse suddenly run through your house, what is, like, give me the graph of your emotions.
Yeah. First off, I have to say, never seen it. Never happened. Not a brag. Okay. I at first I'm like, surprise, shock, a little scared.
Mm-hmm. Give me some numbers of intensity.
Like an 8.
Okay. Out of 10?
You know? Yeah, like, ah.
Okay.
You know, just for the surprise. And then the more insidious part is thinking about the idea of infestation. Mm-hmm. There's a mouse here. The walls are crawling with mice. They're going to die. I'm going to have horrible smells. They're going to breed like mice. Mouse shit's going to get everywhere. We're going to have to start locking up my food in, like, safes and shit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a huge pain in the ass, or it's going to be very expensive. So then it is a consummate depression and like sleep ruiner until I can get it solved.
Okay.
At like a 7 at that point. The initial shock's a little bit stronger.
Okay. But then it's a sustained 7.
Yeah. Sustained until I can fix it, which I would do immediately as soon as I possibly could.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
My reaction to a mouse is a 3 slanting down into a 0 within 15 minutes.
Well, you got history with them.
I do have history with them. I've killed a lot of mice. Also just like we live in a nice house with a big backyard that has like grass and stuff in it. Mice are going to get in the house.
Yep.
And that's life. Yep. My wife's reaction to mice is a 15 sustained for 2 hours.
So like a cartoon lady.
I did
like when she
make
jumps
the
up
mistake
on the chair.
One of the recent times, because we've been spotting them, because I don't know if you heard, Gary, I paid a hitman to kill my cat.
Yes.
And we suggested
that was our last segment,
times,
Stressor Days. It's not a segment, well, Gary, but we,
yeah,
that was
our
last unofficial Stressor Day. Yeah, last unofficial Stressor Days.
Yeah. And we'd always joked like, oh, she's not a very good mouser. She was apparently doing a hell of a job.
Mm. Yeah.
Because since the hitman killed my cat, the hitman who loved my cat killed her. The mouse situation has, we've seen one, I think 3 times in the house.
And that's been like 3 weeks or so, a month maybe. Like it has not been very long.
Yeah, and the first time that my wife had the sustained 15 reaction for 2 hours, I did make the mistake of saying, you're acting like a housewife from a 50s sitcom. Which, can I tell you, Gary?
Didn't fly great?
Unhelpful.
Yeah.
It was an unhelpful comment that I made.
Not an aspirational thing to behave as.
No, no one really. Or like maybe an elephant in a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, elephants and housewives had a lot in common in old cartoons, both because
forgot.
Of like weird honeymoon, never forgot, weird sexist reasons. You know?
It's housewives, elephants, and me about 9/11. They're very similar.
Yeah. I will never fucking forget.
There are days I wake up and I don't remember it, but then I feel bad.
You got to get a mural on the ceiling, like me.
Yeah. What's it show exactly?
Towers. Falling down.
You got the how detailed are you going?
Really detailed. If you get out the opera glass, you can see people throwing themselves from the building.
Oh, do you have a little one of them has a little speech bubble coming out saying, in 20 years, don't talk about how my son has big dick energy.
It one of them does say that. And then a bunch of the other ones are just going, oh.
Yeah. 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 That was a mean Pete Davidson joke I just made.
Yeah, I know. But I like that he's saying, hey, this sucks that people do this. Because I've always kind of thought, like, yeah, man, this sucks. Leave his dick alone.
I'm of the opinion that men deserve whatever is said about them. But
I know. It's just one of the many topics on which we disagree.
Yeah. You just got to give it back to, you got to get the needle back the other direction for a while.
I don't think it works that way. You know, I don't think it's a that kind of scale.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to talk about the Overton window?
No.
Me either. Good. Good. And we're going to... Okay, so the Overton window is outside the Overton window of us having this conversation, which I love.
Oh, got you. When your wife is at a 15 for mice...
Yes.
Is it... What is the impetus behind it? Is it like mine is a thought of infestation? Is it pure shock? Do you have an inkling as to what direction the 15's coming from?
It's a lot of stuff that I probably like it's her stuff to talk about in places. Fair. Some of it's childhood stuff. But it is, and some of it is the fact that she just can't come down from adrenaline very easily.
Yeah.
So the other day though, yesterday, the stressor-day, I've come to recognize very strongly the distinctive sound of my wife hearing a mouse, which is a, oh God.
Not a great sound. Like a,
yeah, you don't usually
sound.
Want to hear it as a husband.
Yeah. Alarming.
Except,
sound.
You know, hey.
Yeah. When they got the mouse ears on.
Exactly. The tail too. Or nothing happens down there for me, man.
Yeah. I know. You got a gadget maxing. Got a gadget max.
I will not accept that accusation. My whatever paraphilia
is, cartoon mouse you think is hot? Like, gadget's really the layup there.
Mini.
Ugh. Gross.
So you definitely think gadget is sexier than mini?
Than mini?
Yeah.
Yeah, mini's not sexy. Minnie Mouse is not sexy.
Gary, go ahead and type sexy Minnie Mouse minus AI into your Google.
Well, if I put sexy anything, but I'm
okay,
going
to
do it.
Gary, I just want us to both, we're going to both type in sexy Minnie Mouse at the same time, and then the microphone is going to record the sound we make, okay?
Now, I'd like to point out that most of these results are women dressed as Minnie Mouse. That doesn't count.
Have you already hit the enter button? I really wanted to capture that moment together. Okay.
I did it on instinct. Sorry.
Yeah, that is, I don't know. I'm seeing, I know what you're saying. Oh man, why is the AI, that was very clearly AI generated. That's too bad.
Minnie Mouse has a bad personality because she's with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that's
whereas
fair.
Gadget seems like somebody you could have a relationship with.
That's interesting, man. I'm glad that you... It genuinely bums me out seeing how much AI has pervaded this space.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So many of these are very clearly AI products, and they have really lost the soul of someone wanting to masturbate to a sexualized picture of Minnie Mouse.
It's just masturbation slop. It's just like any port in a storm. You know, this is vaguely shaped like a woman. Let's go. Sucks.
Oh, man, that is very depressing. I wasn't expecting it so depressed. So, I hear the oh God yesterday.
Yes.
From my wife's office. And I go in there. And sanctum. A while ago, our landlord is really good about this. Like, calls the exterminator when we ask and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the pest management specialist. He's never actually, he doesn't really kill things that often. But he'd put a glue trap down there.
Okay.
And for the first time ever, it had caught a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, have you ever thought about what it would be like to be trapped on a glue trap?
Often.
Talk to me about it.
I think there was a movie in the 90s. No, I know what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about one of the Freddy movies, one of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Mm-hmm.
A human
Thank
character
you for
gets trapped
the proper
in...
name.
Gets trapped in a roach glue trap.
Okay.
And I that made a big impression on me as a kid, mm-hmm. seeing that. And I've thought about it a lot, how scary that would be. And when I learned about glue traps for mice, the more humane option, I also got, like, that is the most terrifying thing that could happen to somebody. It feels humane on a scale that feels unkind.
Yeah, the far end of that scale is giant spring comes down, chop head off.
Yeah, but at least that's instant. There's no fear.
Yeah. This mouse was very scared, I would say. And again, because of how mice move, their whole body gets stuck to it.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah, I've thought about that often.
Yeah. And that glue, I found out, sticky.
Yeah. Did you get trapped in one of the traps?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually still stuck to the trap now.
Recording. Well, it's kind of nice that your wife put the microphone there so we can still do the show.
She said we need the car payment.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, you know, it's practical as well. She's a keeper.
Yeah, I've always said so. But no, so while my wife is freaking out, I pick up the trap. Mm-hmm. And first of all, she hates mice so much that me trying to make soothing sounds to the mice, like, hey, buddy, it's okay. It's going to be okay. She was like, why are you talking to it? I'm like, because it's alive.
Yeah, it's alive. It's having a rough time.
Yeah. So I did. I took it out in way out into the backyard, way away from the house. And I did slowly peel it off.
Okay.
Which it did. Boy, it's sticky. You feel bad.
Yeah.
This is a happy. Like there's a happy end of the story. The mouse just gets away and runs away. The mouse is fine.
It's like a full body Band-Aid rip.
Yeah, but like more stickier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't have any fur.
Mice are hairy. Yeah.
The important thing about this story, Gary, is that I found out that the mouse glue trap is also a spider trap.
Okay.
I didn't like that.
Were there bonuses?
There were a lot of spiders on the trap.
Oh boy.
And one of them was still alive and moving around a little bit.
Oh no.
I didn't like that at all.
Did you peel it off and let it go?
No. No, I'm not that kind. I am committed to not killing spiders, but if I'm not going to save a spider.
The same. The trolley problem with spiders would go very differently with me.
Well, first of all, it's 8 different trolleys.
Yeah, that is true. And it would depend on which spider it was. If it was that spider from the Beetlejuice cartoon that tap dances, like, I don't know.
I hated her.
Yeah?
She had bad vibes.
She did have kind of bad vibes. A lot of characters in that show had pretty bad vibes.
But in like a very performative way.
A lot of characters in that show had bad vibes.
Well, because they were always so mean to BJ.
Yeah. Love BJ.
Only they acted Lydia like he was him. The real problem in their neighborhood when most of the time he was just doing job creation.
Yeah. Agreed. Like 100%.
How much you want to bet that spider was voiced by Kath Soucie? Let's find out.
Seems likely.
It seems very likely. She voiced everybody in that era.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the story. That story didn't have any jokes or punchline, but it is a thing that happened to me yesterday. Also, I had to then go wash my hands a bunch because the very scared mouse peed and pooped everywhere.
Yeah. I like the story because it made me think about stuff I hadn't thought about in a little bit. It was a nice prompt for me just to consider.
Death.
Death. Well, I think about death all the time. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about how scary it'd be to be in a glue trap. Thinking about how we have ants here is our big infestation kind of trigger, but we don't have mice, which I'm glad about. There were mice before we moved in, but we had somebody come through the insulation and clean out all the mice. So far, knock on wood, no problems.
Paulina Gillis, by the way, was the tap dancing spider.
A lot of emotions during that for me.
Yeah, I'm glad, Gary. I'm kind of here to like give you a again, this is like, I'm assuming you're bringing all of the things we bring up here as this is like a pre-therapy session to help you concentrate on what you need to work on this week.
A little bit, yeah. This is a distilled version of it.
And if you could and whatever just makes me the sign most the upset thing.
At Guppy.
Like, what?
Whatever makes me the most upset after Guppy. Yeah. Like afterwards, I have a piece of paper. I write down what. Boy, that still kind of bothers me. And then that's the thing I bring into therapy.
And it's just a big picture of me.
This is you're smiling.
Well, yeah, Gary, traditionally when I'm smiling is when you like me least.
That is sometimes true.
Yeah.
That is at least a half true statement. Not entirely. I was going to say, in addition to Stressor Day, there was also a day before Stressor Day, where we hung out in person, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed seeing you smile. We had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. You texted me afterwards that it was nice to see me in a way that suggested you were mildly surprised.
No, I was surprised not because of you, but because it was fun to socialize. My brain, like, I never think I'm going to enjoy it. And then when I go out, I actually do. Had a good time. But I wanted to actually run something by you.
Sure, Gary, please.
Do you have PayPal?
Yeah.
Would you PayPal me 5 cents for a DLC joke that I made after you left?
Gary, I want to take the full bit all the way to completion, but I don't want to give payment processors the fee for sending you 5 cents.
Okay.
Can I promise to give you a nickel the next time I see you?
Only because I've known you for a while.
Not long enough, by my estimation.
Well, a nickel. That's not that.
No, I'm just saying I'd like to have known you longer.
Oh, that would be nice. I agree. This is only worth 5 cents. This isn't even horse armor. But I made a joke, and I was like, Will would have at least given me an acknowledgement nod in this, which was Carrie, our friend whose birthday party it was, was talking about the toy Labubu.
Sure.
And I said, do not pursue Boo Labubu.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like a brick, but I felt like you would have looked at me.
Yeah.
Just to say, like, hey, I heard that. And that is the 5 cents. So now one nickel, please.
It's wild to me because Labubu had come up earlier as well during the party. So I guess it was Labubu is just in the water.
It was, well, it carries into them. And one of the people there were a teacher and kids are into them. So do not pursue Boo Labubu. That's worth 5 cents to my mind.
Neither Nick nor Brayton gave that a smile.
Brayton had already left.
Brayton had left. Okay.
Nick, I looked at Nick with the most desperation.
Nick is listening right now. Nick listens to the show. Nick, yeah, I know. What the fuck?
No. He eventually gave it up for me, but it was very pathetic. I looked at him like, that's kind of a thing. I think I had to say that there's a joke in there somewhere to him out loud to get him to nod.
Oh, Gary,
it was really sad.
Nick,
I missed
is a
you,
kind
buddy.
Person, but not here.
I know. I missed you. I needed you in that moment.
Nick was doing a lot of hosting duties. Maybe it was.
He was.
Yeah.
He was busy. Maybe a little drunk. It's okay.
Fuck, that sucks, Nick. I love Nick. Nick, that fucking sucks.
I love Nick so much. Nothing Nick could do could really hurt me. But it was a job for a Will.
Gary needed that in that moment. That was an act of profound human vulnerability to make that Dynasty Warriors joke.
Yep. There were lots of gamers there as well. It was ostensibly a good audience for it.
Sure.
It was pathetic. It was one of the most pathetic things I've ever done. Not necessarily saying it, but then begging for a reaction afterwards.
Gary,
I was a little drunk myself.
Sure. I will say you're coming up on PRGE, right? You're doing two panels of PRGE, right?
Big time, yeah.
At one of those, I'm not telling you have to do it at the Retronauts panel, although you should. Mm-hmm. But at least at the WAF panel, you should bust out that joke.
I might see if it happens, especially if somebody has one. Like, it'll be difficult for me just to say it unprompted.
Well, you got a month. You got two months to really prep.
Honestly, I just had to buy a Labubu.
That's right. Just have it up on the table with you.
Yeah, it's on my backpack, my little emotional support Labubu, which I guess is like what they are. They're like little friends. I had no idea what they were.
Gary, we're having the conversation right now. I don't know what they are.
They're like little guys. They came out a long time ago, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really big now, but they're like 10 years old. They have lore. And they're like little caddies. Like, you put them on your backpack and stuff as like friends.
Yeah.
They hang out with you. They're like dollies.
Being married to my wife has produced a lot of unwanted knowledge about bullshit like this. I say lovingly. But she's more of a squishmallow person.
Yeah. And squishmallows are great. It's a discerning choice.
There's a lot of plush in my house, man.
The plushie technology has gotten fucking incredible.
It's like, very good. The plush people are doing a lot of work.
Incredible stuff. Liv and I will go to the store and it's like, oh, this is a cheeseburger who's dressed up as a cowboy.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of shit I yearn for. And they never had it when I was a kid. This is great. You know?
Do you take all the plushies off your bed before you fuck?
I don't have plushies on my bed. What a I nice have plushies life on my shelf.
Wait, I'll like throw it in my fucking face.
Yeah, I have. I also never had a mouse in the house. I have plushies on shelves to look at, and then Liv and I have a Snorlax and a Jigglypuff overlooking us while we sleep up on our dresser. Fuck. Or fuck. We don't turn them around. That is true. We lock the cats out. But I never thought about turning Snorlax. I guess they're sleeping. So
yeah, it's a Snorlax. Unless you're making flute sounds when you come.
Yeah. I you know what? It depends on how I hold it.
Baby, I want to play you like a poke flute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that makes more sense if someone's being filleted.
Yeah. The skin flute. The skin poke flute. Yeah.
Damn it, Gary. Now I just want poke.
Yeah, it's the idea of a poke, the food flute, is gross to me. Like you suck in a piece of salmon while you're playing flute.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you just you could carve a flute out of salmon.
Yeah, like maybe like a cured salmon or something. I think you'd want it to be a little stiff. Yesterday, Liv and I went to Goodwill to drop off some stuff and we wandered around.
My dark twin.
Mm-hmm.
No, my light twin.
your light twin. And some recent school had a recorder unit.
Oh, yeah. They do that, don't they?
They do that. So there was a huge pile of used recorders, like enough to bury a man.
That seems like you could use that. You could take that and be the guy who invents COVID-20.
I could invent COVID-20. Also, the thing I was thinking about today, bad Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Just instead of bringing back the most, majestic creatures to ever walk this earth, you could bring back Brandon.
Brandon's currently existing 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
Park.
A lot of, I don't know what they're naming 5-year-olds. I was going to say Brayton, but then Brayton's a bad name that happens to be attached to a man I love. So it's always a little tricky.
I always liked Brayton. I thought it was cool. It's a little ahead of its time. It does feel modern.
Our Brayton, at age, however old he is, ageless and beautiful.
Mm.
That was a good naming decision at the time. I don't know anything about Brayton's family life or parents, but good call there. Now it's played.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Now it's kind of like Aiden, Dakota. It's like a name from 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you could get yourself a big pile of Khaleesi's.
Yeah, like huge pile of Khaleesi's and T'Challa's.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all kinds of, names there. Also, kids in the Goodwill were picking them up and like not even necessarily playing them, just kind of putting them in their mouth.
Yeah, man.
They weren't even getting the joy of playing the recorder. They were just kind of sucking out Khaleesi's.
Yeah, just stimming, man. Just stimming.
Yeah, just stimming with other kids' spit.
I'm telling you, man, we don't need that lab in Wuhan.
Mm-mm.
I almost said Wutai. That would have sounded pretty dumb.
that's a DLC. Don't want to spoil that.
Sure.
We just need the Goodwill over on Grand or whatever.
Just pile it. Just kind of get it all into one test tube. Give it a good shake. Mm-hmm. Give it a nice good shake. And then just
sperm milkshake.
What?
In the movie Twins. With Danny DeVito, where he goes, they made a sperm milkshake.
Gary, I don't know how to respond to the emotions in the assumption that you think I'm chapter and verse on Twins.
Why? It's a great movie.
Is it? You stand by that statement?
No. I think Junior is a great movie.
Twins just the plot of Metal Gear Solid?
It's pretty similar. Like, one of them gets all... Except in Metal Gear Solid, they're both super hunks. It's stupid. In this one of them's Danny DeVito.
It would... Metal Gear Solid 1... Would you replay Metal Gear Solid if Solid Snake was replaced by Danny DeVito?
That'd be great. I love it. Like, you wouldn't have enough to crouch. Like, when you crouch, you could actually go under doors.
Yeah. Gary, can you go ahead and give me a sound? Give me a couple of, like, Danny DeVito lines. Maybe start with him just being tortured by Ocelot and then build up to some other, like, famous...
Iconic.
Yeah.
Quotes. Yeah. Get off me!
I don't even know. I'm learning what an Ocelot is. I don't have a Danny DeVito. I'm learning what an Ocelot is right now. It's a kind of cat that tortures your dick.
Metal Gear.
That was good. That was really good.
Thanks. I don't think it sounds very much like Danny DeVito, but I like to think I captured some of the spirit.
Yeah, mine was a very generic New York guy. I couldn't tell you in a million years what Danny DeVito sounds like.
It's very distinctive, though.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's why he became an amazing celebrity with a lot of, I'm going to say, a big dick energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
They should incorporate keep saying men have big dick energy. I'm going to keep fighting that front.
Metal Gear DeVito. They should incorporate that. So, like, when you crouch down and crawl under a door, you leave, like, a triple trail in the dust or the snow, and guards can track it.
Okay. I thought three different things. I thought Danny DeVito was leaking from his urethra and his nipples.
No. I was just thinking he leaves tracks with his knees and his monster, his magnum.
Yeah, you know, it did. Yeah. I built the mental picture piece by piece. I built this.
It's a good picture.
It's a great picture. They're going to get that movie made one of these days, and they could still cast Danny in it if they were brave.
Be awesome. Yeah, I bet you Danny DeVito's hung.
I feel like we've talked about this before. We definitely talked about whether we thought Danny DeVito had ever cheated on Rhea Perlman with his incredible 80s Danny DeVito riz.
Which I think no, and you think yes.
I just think Hollywood celebrities ain't like the rest of us, man.
Yeah, you just assume bad things about all people.
Hollywood celebrities.
He's one of the good ones. He's one of the good ones.
No such thing.
He says, like, Judge Scalia, retire, bitch, on Twitter. It's great.
Yeah.
One of the good ones. But I imagine we didn't talk about the hog, and I think that might actually change the math of whether he would cheat on Rhea Perlman.
How do you figure, Carrie? Mm-hmm.
Well, he might, you know.
Are you suggesting that there's a? Are you suggesting a scientific statistical link between hog size and cheating?
No, I'm saying that pretty flowers attract busy bees. You know.
He was already a maximally pretty flower. He was already Danny DeVito.
I don't know if there's a world where he's a maximally pretty flower.
Danny DeVito was being offered casual. I'm sorry, Gary. I talked over you, please.
Twins is predicated on him being the opposite of that.
But then if you look at him in Twins, he is just, he's the one who's fucking a lot in Twins.
He is the charismatic one, but that's because they put him up against Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think that Danny DeVito was being offered casual sex at least once a week. Casual extramarital sex at least once a week from 1980 to 1990.
We have to ask him before it's too late.
What do you mean?
Well, when he dies.
What?
It's soon. He's one of those oldies. He's up there.
I thought, Gary, Danny DeVito's going to die?
Yeah.
Why?
Going the way of Tim Curry and
Tim Curry
Christopher
still
Lloyd.
Still alive.
I know, for now.
But there's no guarantee that any of those people will die.
There's no guarantee that they won't die before you do.
What?
There's no guarantee that they won't die before you do.
The last two words in that sentence were static.
You do?
Okay, I understand it now when you say it outside context. Say the whole sentence again.
There's no guarantee that they'll die before you do.
It's static, Gary. What are you suggesting about what will happen to me?
You will die.
No.
Yeah, it's why, okay.
Why would you say that?
I want to prep you.
What is fucking wrong with you?
You should know.
You shouldn't be
learning this from me, frankly.
Why would you try to convince me of that? What sick fucking... What am I doing so well on this episode, winning the episode pretty clearly with my fun mouse story, that you feel like you have to attack me like this and try to bring down the apex predator of the podcast?
First of all, I'm doing great this episode.
You're doing really well.
I've slipped so many great jokes in between your listening skills. Second, no, this is just the truth. You gave me a mouse story about mortality that made me think about it. I'm giving you a Will story about mortality that makes you think about it. You put one of mine in the hospital, I put two of yours in the morgue.
I'm never going to the morgue is the thing, though. I don't think that's going to happen to me.
Be cool.
It would be on one of those big trays.
Yeah. All right. You're thinking about the morgue. Shadowrun. SNES Shadowrun.
Mm-hmm.
You great freak out some
spoilers. Oh, that's what you mean. You mean I'm going to go to like a Shadowrun activation thing at Comic-Con and then lay on the slab there and recreate. Okay, you're not saying I'm going to die.
What if we put a lot of money into recreating the opening scene from the SNES Shadowrun?
What if we put a lot of PRGE? Money into cryogenically freezing me right before I would die so you can fucking save me a little ways down?
So I can fuck you, what?
If you gotta, man. If that's part of the process of saving me.
Yeah. I don't know that the bike cum doesn't save people. And you know yours doesn't. But
yeah.
Mine might make people immortal.
I'm glad you said that and not me, because I thought it. I didn't say it. It was too sad.
I know. It was really on the border or something I felt okay to say it, but I thought the fact that you were going to say it meant it okay.
And also, yeah, you were worried that I've been doing better at the podcast than you, so you thought you'd say it first. That would
honestly not a worry at all.
Yeah. I know. I'm not worried about it either.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe my cum makes people immortal. It's like the opposite of Spider-Man. His radioactive cum.
Ruins.
Yeah. Actually, not. Oh, that does happen in Ruins, but there's also a serious comic where that happens. Carrie Andrews. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
I don't know which one you're talking about. I just know Ruins, the Marvel thing where it's the dark version Spider-Man of Marvel's. Rain.
Yeah, that Warren Ellis comic from the 90s. Yeah. Spider-Man Rain. Is a comic where that happens, but they take it real seriously.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's actually kind of good.
That seems like what you want Spider-Man to be about.
Mostly about deadly cum?
Just about how anything that brings any wonder or joy into the world just is actually going to kill you.
And he spins a load any size.
I mean, that's...
Gives cancer to criminals, just like flies.
Well... Now, Gary, would you like to say that he's consensually having sex with the criminals, or do you want to say the other thing?
In my world, he creates webs out of cum that the criminals get caught in.
That does feel like sexual assault.
It's not consensual, but nobody consents to being captured by Spider-Man. I can't stretch reality so much that, like, the Green Goblin's like, yeah, man, put me in some cum.
I just don't think that there's... any definition of SA that doesn't encompass
include leaving like loads. Well, okay. So in Detroiters.
Yeah.
When his brother leaves the rope as his resignation letter on the bed and then like Tim has to clean it up. Do you consider that to be SA? Cause that feels close to like the Green Goblin walking into Spider-Man's cum.
I think it's closer than things that don't involve cum.
That's true. I would agree with you there.
I think making someone interact with your sexual leavings does have some elements of that to it. My actual...
Yeah.
As near as I can come to my actual moral stance on using Spider-Man covering criminals in his cum.
Yeah. Or just creating cum that criminals walk into. Because then it's like, who's to blame, you know?
That's a really wild change. That's a really weird moral dimension to try to delineate. I don't need...
I'm just going to swing my arms like this.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to come like this. And if you walk into it...
And if you touch the underside of your car's door handle...
Yeah. You face it, Tiger, you've hit the jackpot.
You've
been hit by
the
jackpot. Spider-Man probably calls his load the jackpot.
Doesn't he have a girlfriend named Jackpot?
Jackpot is a code name for Mary Jane when his wife, at some point she became some kind of superhero, I think.
Oh, because you just hit the jackpot tiger, right?
Yeah, yeah. The main thing that Mary Jane says to Spider-Man. Wife guy icon Spider-Man.
It's the main thing, and also, are we married right now? I can't remember what the devil said.
Yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago, but I think other things have happened with their marriage since. Don't keep up with Spider-Man that much.
It doesn't seem like it's... I love Spider-Man dearly. I just don't want... Just not as a comic book. I love Spider-Man as a character. He's my favorite superhero, but...
That's a good stance. I think that's a really reasonable stance, because a lot of times the comics are kind of boring.
That's why it makes me so mad that the little boy keeps playing him, because I don't like the little boy's performance.
Did you know that there's a Spider-Man sidekick called Spider-Boy now?
I didn't, Gary. Tell me a little more about Spider-Boy, please.
I don't know much about him other than he's very small. He's like way too young to be a Spider-Boy. And I only know about it because they made an action figure of him. But and it's weird because Miles Morales is in the main. Miles Morales hangs out with him, too.
Yeah, but yeah. Now there's even smaller he escaped. One. He's a spider-human hybrid created by Madame Monstrosity.
Yeah, yeah, same. Yeah.
Bailey Bartholomew Briggs.
Ugh. That name. That makes Breeden's name seem great.
His name does seem really great. In a million years, you cannot make me read a modern Spider-Man comic. Nope, not happening. I like the bit. I like the stuff with Otto Octavius as a character, but as like a TV tropes entry, it was okay. I didn't read the comics. You cannot make me actually follow modern superhero comic narratives.
Yeah.
They can only be consumed by someone telling me a run is good 10 years after it was published.
Yeah. I read a little bit of that Dr. Octopus being in his body, and that's pretty fun.
Yeah. But, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Like dickhead Spider-Man who just actually solves his problems as opposed to like hemming and hawing about the morality of it is a fun way to take it.
But like, not to get all Douglas Wolk on you, but like the mere fact that Spider-Man is trapped in an ongoing narrative that can never be solved means that he can never have any actual resolution in his life. And after a certain amount of reading comics, you either accept that or ultimately reject it. And I rejected it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I accept it. I don't consider this comic book stories to be a story. Like, I consider them to be a medium for which to tell stories.
Did you ever read that the Douglas Wolk book I lent you?
No, I forgot. I need to, though. I've been reading more, so I should read it. But I'm reading a book about prison abolition because I wanted to feel like I was doing homework.
Come up with some arguments myself. Against it.
Yeah, I want to do some research on what the enemy was thinking.
Yeah.
You know those threads that go around social media every once in a while? They're like, what's the most conservative thing you believe?
Sure.
You know? And I was thinking, like, you know, in my gut check, I'm not on board with, my gut says prison is good. Like, some people got to go away. And I was like, I should interrogate that and read about it. So I started doing it. Again, okay. Self-improvement year for Gary.
Man, I'm really excited for 2026 Will to know 2026 Gary.
It's going to be nice for you.
It's going to be really nice. It's going to be, and good for you too, because you'll be able to better appreciate the unchanged me.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Like, I'm going to have a whole new perspective on you.
You're going to enjoy me a lot more once you're a better person.
Like, right now, it's like a mutant looking at a human, but eventually it'll be like Apocalypse looking at a mutant. You know?
I don't get that one, man. Like I you said it with an amazing and beautiful confidence, and I know just enough to sort of kind of understand it, but there was no actual meaning.
No, it was just mean. It was I've been thinking about Jeremy a lot, so it's an X-Men animated series thing.
Yeah.
So that's how
you honor your friend?
It's how my subconscious is honoring him.
Okay.
Like, consciously, I'm just sad. My subconscious, though, is making me think about the things I talk to Jeremy about a lot and, like, bring them up more often than usual. So.
That's what a fun, that's an interesting feeling, Gary. Thank you for bringing that to me.
Yeah. Just the radical honesty, you know? It's my new thing.
Yeah. You want to talk about the monster?
The squirt? Yeah. We got another cutie.
This is a cutie. He's got those big chubby cheeks that I love. Would love to give these poop cheeks a pinch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though it'd be gross and you would probably hurt him. You'd take some with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy does a miniature version of what the boss version of this does.
Well, give me a physical description, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Big turd, honestly.
It's a big pile of shit.
That was sculpted. Like, shit is made of tubes. This looks like a Dragon Quest slime, which means somebody had to have like ghost sculpted it. This has been on the Potter's Wheel.
Ideally that he's being formed from, you know, how the poop coils, you know?
Yeah. He's not a coil though. He's smooth.
No, he does look almost exactly like a Dragon Quest slime.
Yeah. In fact, so much so that I think it's a reference. I think it's Edmund being cheeky.
Speaking of, he's got big chubby cheeks. He's got little beady eyes. He's got got a good little, like, I'm just a guy mouth.
And my favorite thing about him, this plays into his behavior, segue king, is how he looks angry when he charges.
Like, yeah.
His little facial expression change.
What do you think he's thinking about when he's charging?
I'm going to get him.
What do you think about when you're angry? Do you think about the anger itself? Or do you think about the thing you're angry at?
I think a lot about how to become not angry. Because I don't like the feeling. It's a problem to be solved for me.
Yeah, I think about how I'm trapped in a cage of my own feelings and there's no way out except to express the anger in some way.
Hmm. Expressing the anger, interesting. How do you usually express your anger?
Ideally, through a, if I'm being best self, I say, hey, I'm feeling angry right now and I'd like to explain why. And I'd really like you to listen for a minute while I try to talk through this feeling.
Hmm. So not expressing.
Not ideally, I get on Guppy Slack and try to pick a fight with you.
Yeah. So the first one is a nice expression of anger, like the ideal one. Like, I was thinking expression of anger, like you punch a wall, like literally the feeling of it, but just talking it out is good. Does that help? Do you feel better? Or does only doing the fight work?
You know, who can say? Something. Yeah. If I actually feel heard by the response, yes, that helps. But often the heightened emotion of the conversation means that the other person is also filtering me through their anger, and then it gets a little more fraught, and we just have to take some time until things calm down, and I just have to take some time to accept that I'm going to feel like shit for the next 20 minutes, and that the only thing I should do is nothing.
Yeah, I get that. It's also, when you're angry, it's hard to, even if somebody is trying to hear you, it is sometimes hard to perceive them as doing such.
Yes, it's hard to give people the benefit of the doubt on almost anything when you're feeling angry.
Yep, 100%.
The other thing where I get on Slack, on Guppy Slack, and pick a fight with you works 100% of the time, every time. Amazing, instant satisfaction.
That's why you
feel
it.
Better.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I mean, obviously you go with the God that answers your prayers, you know?
Yeah, I get that. And what a beautiful God it is.
It is an awesome God. Your God.
I did have to, Gary. Oh, we'll keep talking about the monster. I did have to exit myself from the Watch Out for Fireballs.
It's bad.
Slack channel.
Yeah, we talked about that in real life. It was so bad. It was irritating. Yeah. It was an irritating discussion.
But it's also it's wild to me how much time you spend in there responding to people.
Not all the time. Like that day I spent a long time. But in general, I don't spend tons of time on the Slack anymore. I used to be pretty bad about it, but I've been successfully changing my relationship with computer.
Several years ago, I came to understand that online text conversations are like me chasing a high.
Yeah.
Of like a satisfaction of like making a point or like get and like.
Yes.
And it's not healthy for me. It's why I always try to like limit, even, you know, you and I chat from time to time, but I don't do text chains. I don't do anything that is like an extended back and forth with people because it's not good for my brain.
The online interaction is wanting to be heard, but you can never feel heard.
Yes.
Like you'll never get the thing you want back. It's a big reason why I stepped down basically from Blue Sky. I post, but I don't read it anymore.
Yeah.
I had an itch. I recognized the itch, but I was like, this is not scratching it. This is just like making the wound worse.
You did often seem to be mad when people replied to you.
I was so mad. And it wasn't, they didn't do anything half the time. It's just that like, it's the nature of the medium. You know, I would read things in the worst possible voice. Like, oh, this person's making fun of me or this person's, you know, criticizing me in some way when they probably weren't, you know?
And all of these things are going through the Squirt's mind as it charges.
Yes. The Squirt's had to step back from Twitter a lot.
Oh my. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a fucking cesspool over there, right?
Yeah.
Even for a giant pile of shit, there's too many giant piles of shit.
Yeah. You can't compete with the piles of shit on Twitter. He dashes at you like Dingle. I'm trying to remember the name of the boss. I think you got it.
There's a lot of big poops in this game, Gary. Yeah. I want you to have the grace to forgive yourself for getting that wrong, possibly.
I appreciate that. I haven't played Isaac in a bit, so I probably got it wrong. And then when he dies, so he dashes at you. These guys always spawn in like multiples.
Yeah. He dies. He dies.
When he dies, he might
that no static there. Understood that phrase completely. Yep. It's the other one you keep trying to say that's bullshit that I won't listen to.
Squirt might outlive Christopher Lloyd, but Squirt will die.
Yes, absolutely.
Did that work?
You'll die.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to fucking die.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to die.
Who knows? It's a race. Me? The race is on. Phineas Fogg.
Nope. You're mortal. I'm Will.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. He turns into two dips.
What should I wear to your funeral?
What am I going to wear to my funeral?
No, what should I wear to your funeral? You're wearing what I put on you.
Wearing fucking worms. Boy, what you wear to my funeral? Whatever you want. Dress for comfort.
Hell yeah, sweats. Yeah, basketball shorts.
Yeah, basketball shorts, track suits. Like, just be comfortable. I don't give a shit.
I own no track suits. What am I going to do in a track suit, buddy?
Be comfortable. They're really comfy.
Are they comfy?
Yeah, they're really
comfy.
They're
like a velour track suit.
Well, velour will get a little hot, but like a regular track suit is like basketball shorts for your whole body.
Oh, it would be great if you could die in one of like the cooler months, actually.
I'll try. If I could live in all the cooler months, I would. So, yeah, maybe I'll move to Alaska. Just for that reason.
I'm not going to your funeral if you die in Alaska.
Well, it's a real cost-benefit analysis for me if I want you at my funeral. But also, I won't be here, so I don't care that much.
Yeah, and I will be here because I'm not going to die.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. What should I wear when you lay down for a long time?
Why would I lay down for a long time?
No particular reason.
Why would you need to wear something to it to me laying down for a long time? What are
just a rhetorical question? Don't be defensive.
Then why? If it's a rhetorical question, then why am I answering it?
You answer rhetorical questions.
No, you don't. That's exactly what you don't do with rhetorical questions.
Got me there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. I win.
Because Squirt will die.
I win.
Because Squirt will die.
Yeah, Squirtle died.
Mr. Bean
Okay, so let me imagine. Okay, Gary, I go out of my way to try to like meet you on your level, right? On this show.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I can imagine being Squirt, and then I can imagine dying as Squirt.
Okay.
God, it's such imagine a rest that. To no longer be oneself.
What should I wear to Squirt's funeral?
Flame. Immolate yourself on the pyre.
yeah.
Go with Squirt.
Be a pyre.
What is the point of living without Squirt in the world to provide meaning to all other living things? Burn with it. Burn with him.
The rarest post on the soda forum in 10 years. If people like the show, what should they do?
Oh, sorry. What was I talking about for the last 3 minutes? I think my brain static. Went somewhere it's not supposed to go.
It's mostly static.
Yeah. Shout out to our producer, Gwen Static.
Yeah. What should people do?
They can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv to support the entire podcasting network. I was recently a guest on Watch Out for Fireballs with Gary. Y'all don't label those as guest episodes in the feed, so nobody knew I was on it. Was a
not on purpose. We just never. It's new to us. Give us.
I don't know
years.
Who that's a worse trick on: the people who would like to hear me on a WAF or the people extremely angry to hear me on a WAF.
Did you see the really mean comment? It was from a guppy from the Guppy Slack. It's not a real mean comment. Like it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It was somebody joking with us in the Guppy Slack.
Yes, I did see that. Man, you really put the fear of God in me the first time.
Yeah, sorry. No. Nobody has actually been mean about it. I'm not just saying that to spare your feelings. It's true. It was a great episode. I think it was really good. And also, there'll be more. There's at least one more planned. So, stay tuned next year.
I forget what it was I agreed to, but I'm looking forward to it.
You agreed to it. That's the important part.
Yeah, that's the important part. Oh, no, I remember. Okay, yeah, that'll be a weird fucking episode, man.
It'll be weird, but it'll be really fun.
It'll be incredibly hard not to guppy up.
It will be very difficult, but I think we maintained a good balance of, like, some guppy. That is definitely a looser, funnier episode of WAF, but it's not. It also, like, did the job of WAF as well. I'm very proud of that episode. I think we both did a really good job, and I had a good feeling we would, and I appreciate you on it.
In hindsight, I'm a little mad at myself that I didn't make a sketch making fun of the sketches.
I'm, in hindsight and foresight, very glad you didn't.
I know. You do still... I'm always reticent to bring them up because it does feel like there's some real feeling on your side.
It's a little embarrassing. It's a little cringe. And when people were mean about them, they were really mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also we stopped doing it like 6 years ago or something. It's ancient history.
Everything's on the internet, man.
You can also leave us a rating or review. And if it's 5 stars, we might read it.
Yeah, like this one left on Apple Podcasts by Stringbean3000. Title, The Desiderata. You guys asked if any Guppy listeners had it on their wall right now. I do, and now I feel bad about it. It was my grandmother's, and she died, and I hung it up in my kitchen. I guess what's more important than remembering grandma is the opinion of two coastal elites. 5 stars. Extremely strong review work. Very good, Stringbean3000. Really enjoyed that.
Good review. Yeah. I don't think about us as coastal elites that often, but I'm going to start.
I feel like to really be coastal elites, one of us should be on the East Coast.
I guess that's true. That'd be a good idea for a podcast. Just get two coastal elites from different coasts and have them talk about their problems and like their opinions on Middle America and stuff.
Oh, my God. And Gary, do you think they might end up talking about pizza?
They might end up talking about pizza. They'll have a famous segment about pizza at the end.
Oh, my God. Just deciding whether they're talking to... Oh, my God. Because you can get some good pizza in Los Angeles.
Yeah, what is and what... Oh, but if you can call that pizza.
If you can like a New York
slice, that's a real pizza. It's the water.
It's the water. They put the water in the dough, and the dough tastes like... It tastes different, they tell me.
The fact that it has water in it makes the dough different, is my understanding.
A lot of...
Also, broccoli on pizza? Who are these California idiots?
Who are these California... I went to a pizza kitchen recently, and they were doing some silly things.
Pizza is... a slice the size of a blanket, like a throw blanket, that flops down and has char on the bottom and pepperoni. That's it. Cheese and pepperoni.
I like a Bada New bing. Haven. I like a New Haven.
I like every style of pizza.
I've never actually thought this pizza is bad. Actually, if I'm actually picking pizza styles, it's Detroit style.
Detroit style is good. I would pick Chicago style, personally, largely because it's healthier, because it's lower carb. And I'm trying to be better about that stuff.
Hold on. What do you mean? Deep dish?
Like, not just like deep dish, like pizza deep dish, but like the one that's like that Jon Stewart says is a casserole. Because it's like less bread and more cheese and meat and stuff.
That has an enormous amount of bread. That's like half bread.
Mm-mm. Not the ones I get. Not the ones from like...
Where are you getting from? Where are you getting from?
In Portland Star?
No. Pizza? In Chicago. Where are you getting your pizza in Chicago?
Didn't live in Chicago. We had it's not Pizzeria Uno. What's the other chain?
Oh,
the other one in my hometown.
I don't know. Just don't go to fucking what is it? Not DiGiorno, D'Agostino, whatever the fuck it is downtown. You go to Pequod's in Chicago. Okay. You go to Pequod's. Yeah. It's nice and thick. They caramelize the cheese on the outside. Yeah, you're gonna wait for a little while, and yeah, it's a little weird that the whale has a thong on its ass, but. You're going to enjoy it. Yeah. Is it a big pile of bread and sauce? What the fuck you want?
I want a little bit less bread, which is why you get them from different places.
That's why you get the New Haven style. It's like a cracker.
The New Haven style is good. I like all kinds of pizza. But I prefer the one that's like a lasagna, basically.
That's what I'm just... Okay. All right. It's the water.
No ghost.
No ghost. That sounded bad, Gary.
I know. Well, we had a really good offboarding, and then we lost it.
I know. When did we lose it, do you feel like?
Pizza. Pizza talk.
The pizza talk was good.
Pizza talk was all right.
Fuck it, Gary. Talk to me about pizza until something funny happens.
Let the listeners decide.
Yeah, you fade out when you've laughed, okay? But Gary, Give me your top five pizza opinions.
I've lost the ability to laugh. I'm super sweaty.
Why are you sweaty?
It's warm in my office. It's like 10 degrees warmer up here than it is downstairs.
Well, then get a big ice cube and sit on it.
I need to get one of those guys with a gigantic ice cube pincers that they used to make. Remember those?